Lawmakers on Beacon Hill are expected to vote today on a state constitutional amendment to permit a 4% surtax on personal income above $1 million. Some call it the millionaire's tax, others call it the fair share amendment. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown joins us now with a preview. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So lawmakers have been debating this amendment for years, Steve. Why is it now that the legislature is voting on it again?
Well, Bob, the process is complex because amending the Constitution isn't supposed to be easy. Now, you're right. They have done this before, most recently in 2019. But two consecutive legislatures have to okay a constitutional amendment before it can go before the voters. Now, lawmakers initially approved this proposal 2 years ago. Now they have to approve it again to put it on the 2022 ballot. Then, if they approve it again today, which is expected, supporters and opponents will each have about a year and a half to make their cases to the voters.
Remind us, Steve, why lawmakers need a constitutional amendment to raise taxes like this.
Sure, the state constitution prohibits imposing a graduated income tax where wealthy residents face a higher tax rate. Now, as it is now, taxpayers pay 5% on all of their income, no matter how much they make. This would change the Constitution to allow all income above $1 million be subject to an additional 4% surcharge. So all of your earnings up to $1 million would still be taxed at 5%, but your millionth dollar and every additional dollar above that, the threshold, could be taxed at as high as 9%.
All right. So, Steve, briefly take us through the pros and cons of this amendment that's up for debate today. What are supporters saying about it?
They say it is needed and will bring in around $2 billion in new revenue to be used for education and transportation. The amendment earmarks the money for those two purposes. West Boylston State Representative Jim O'Day has been a big supporter of the amendment, and he tells me he's comfortable and buoyed by the support that the proposed amendment has been getting.
We're making this move as a result of really years of conversations around how do we find a way of raising additional revenues to help our educational institutions and our transportation infrastructure. And I really feel that the Fair Share Amendment is really a very equitable way of going about looking to strengthen those areas I just mentioned and continuing to make sure that our state is prepared for the future.
State Representative Jim O'Day giving us his take from the supporter side of this. Steve, on the other side, what are opponents saying?
Yeah, they fear that passing the surtax might force wealthy people to just pick up and move out of Massachusetts to a more tax-friendly state. And House Republican leader Brad Jones argues that we should not put tax structures in the state constitution.
If the policy projections of proponents are wrong, and it does, in fact, have the bad consequences that opponents think might happen, how do you fix it? Unlike a statute where you can come back in a week or two or a month and repeal it or fix it, this is in the Constitution, and it would be at least a four-year process to make a fix to. And that should be concerning to anybody in the legislature and anybody in the public.
Now, opponents also question the claims that the tax will bring in an additional $2 billion a year. They say if people start leaving the state, tax collections could actually drop.
Given all that, Steve, what are the chances the amendment will win approval today?
Yeah, they're pretty good. There hasn't been much of an ideological change in the legislature in the past 2 years. Most of the folks voting today voted to approve the amendment 2 years ago. Now, there may be some defectors. However, legislative observers doubt that it will be enough to derail the amendment.
So, Steve, let me ask a procedural question. Can legislators make any changes to this measure today, amend the amendment, so to speak?
No changes to the language are allowed at this phase of the process. They had that opportunity to do that 2 years ago, but all the amendments were rejected then. Today is a simple up or down vote. Approval today means you as a voter will get to weigh in on the constitutional amendment at the polls in November of next year. If the voters approve it, the new surtax goes into effect for the calendar year 2023.
Okay, WBUR's Steve Brown will be at the State House today watching this debate unfold. Steve, thanks very much.
Thank you, Bob.